The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara, complicated sugya, the bottom of Amud Aleph, going on to Amud Beis, talks about Amar Rav Baravu, Amar Rav, Shnei Batim V'Sholosh Churvis Beneim, two houses, and there's three empty lots, Churvis, abandoned lots, between them. They're like sort of in a tripod. The Gemara said, Kein Chatzuva, if anybody looks at the picture on the Gemara on Amud Beis, where there's a house on one side, with a house on the other side, and there's three Churvis that are sort of like a tripod shape between the two houses. And the shayla is to be mishtamish in the one in the middle. The churv in the middle is considered reshus hamashutefes benem. We're learning the halachas of mekaymes hamashutofos and when that would aser carrying because of the gzeru veruve tchubin. And the Gemara says, the case, by the way, is not so far-fetched in a practical sense. We're talking about two houses and there's a garbage dump in the middle, especially if you have in Israel, where you have those big green garbage things that are in the middle. It could be that's a reshus hamashutefes between two properties. By the way, it's an interesting shayla, if the green, what they call in Israel, the tzvardeya, the garbage dump, has a it's kevan mokem latzvay, and it's certainly not a chotzer. It's one of the other reshus that discussed in the second parak. And then there would be an issue of carrying clay habayis. There's no problem carrying clay habayis to a chotzer, but clay habayis to a chotzer is not a problem because we make an eruv chatzeris in the streets and the neighborhoods of the big cities in Eretz Yisrael. But what about the garbage dump? Those that want to say the garbage dump is kevein mokum la'atzmei without ability to be ma'ariv because it's not a mokum diru, in which case it would be also to throw the garbage out. Interesting shayla, whether you could throw the garbage out. Whether the Eruvei Tchum of the streets of Yerushalayim or Bnei Brak would be matter to the garbage. In any case, back to our topic, what the Gemara says, based on Rashi's understanding, is that there would be a problem of carrying something out, taking something out of the chaloyin of the house into the churva, because the churva is a reshus hamashutavis, but derech avir, throwing something through the ear above Asarat Tvokum, would be mutter. Why? Because the avir of the chatzuva of the mokum hachurva, the reshus hamashutavis, is no worse than reshus haram. Where lechayru the avir of reshus haram is mutter to be mishtamish. Lechayru should be also maybe chazal asur, but the pashtus in the simple sense of reshus haram is only adasar tvochim. The avir of the reshus haram would be mutter to carry from chotzer to chotzer, from reshus hayochid to reshus hayochid. This is the halacha, the way it's brought now with sugya. Mi'idach, on the other hand, we have a Rashba and Tzad Chesam and Beis in the next parak. Legabe Zizin. Zizin are little balconies that stick out from a person, picture a person living on the third floor, and he has this little fire escape type of thing sticking out, and above him there's somebody else has another fire escape, and somebody wants to pass something from fire escape to fire escape. Let's say there's no Eruv Etchum, so there's no heter of carrying from house to house. So l'chayr, it's above asar tvachim. Over there, the Rashba says that the avir of the tachtoin is oilad l'rakiya. Every reshus hayochid is oilad l'rakiya. So the reshus is nitvas, even in the ear space, far above that first fire escape down below. And then thereafter would be also to carry out onto the ear space of the second ziz, because it's in the ear space of the first one. So you're carrying into the reshus in the first one. So it seems from here that there is no heter of derech avir. Once someplace is also alt reshus, alt chilek reshuyos, alt carrying from one reshus to another, even if it's above asar tvachim, would also have the din of the ground space below to aser with the takon of eruv etchum, carrying from that to another reshus. So how do we reconcile these two positions? Does ear space above a mokum, when there's an issur eruv etchumim, I'm sorry, eruv chatzeres, aser even that ear space above 10, or above 10 is not considered part of that reshus, it's considered avir, And it's not asked in the same way throwing something through the air above a Rishus HaRam would not be considered a total in the Rishus HaRam. So just to bring out a point, for it's a very fundamental point to these parashas, there's a basic problem with exactly the historical reference to the Takon of Eruv Chatzes. Rashi in four places, Daf Yud Beis, Daf Kofalov, Daf Samach Beis, Daf Tzadik, says that the Ikir Takon or Eruv Tchumim was Chazal, Shlomo HaMelech saw that people were carrying in ways that were doime to carrying Rishus Yav to Rishus Rab, Rishus Rab to a different point in the Rishus Rab. So they asked off any carrying from Rishus to Rishus. Chazal asked that without an Eruv, especially Eruv Tchumim, Eruv Chatzes, one cannot carry from Rishus to Rishus. Chazal stated in Rashi. The Rambam, the beginning of Erevin, when he brings the Hashlam HaMelech was Goyzer Erevin, like the Gemara tells us in the second parak. So the Rambam tells us that the Iker Takona was that people were carrying based on the fact that they were able to carry from a house to a Chotz HaMeshutefes. The Chotz HaMeshutefes is a Rishus HaYoch, it's surrounded by a fence, it's a Chotz. But, he says, since it's a public place, more public, because it's a Chotz HaMeshutefes, whereas the house is a private place, it only belongs to one person, one family. So the Rambam says that's doimer to carrying out from Rishus HaYochid, from the private place, to the less private place, which in this case would be similar to Rishus HaRabim, and people would get mixed up and they would carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. The Rambam says that was the Takana. And there's a Tosis Yomtiv that brings Poiskim to be Allah discussing in Sim Shinayin. There were Achroinim that had a tzad based on the Rambam that you're allowed to carry from you're allowed to be metaltal mibayis labayis. The problem is only carrying from a place which is more protuistic, more private, which is more similar to Rishus HaYochid, to carrying out to a Mokum HaMeshutav, which is more similar to Rishus HaRabim. But any two places that share the same level of privacy, one bias to another bias, would be mutter. What's the problem? It's not done in Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid. The Tez Yomtiv shows, for sure not that way. The Tez Yomtiv says, let's say the sugya in the beginning of the ninth parak, we discuss this in a different share, we have a roof that belongs to Reuven, roof that belongs to Shimon, you can't carry from one to the other, even though the level of privacy, or the level of it being a public property, is the same. The roof of Reuven is privately owned by Reuven, the roof of Shimon is privately owned by Shimon, still one is not allowed to carry from one to the other, without mechitzis. Why? Because one is not allowed to carry mishus lushus. So he rejects this opinion out of hand, akronim, in the Rambam, and of course even the Rambam agrees, even though the Rambam clearly discusses the Takona of Eruvei Chatzeres Biyakas, carrying out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRam, carrying out from a Chotzer HaYochid to a Chotzer HaMeshutef is a place which is more public, which would be considered like a Rishus HaRam in the Gabi Nizdin of Eruvei Chatzeres. He says this idea comes from Avin Ezer that says that the Ikir Gzeira was of course Mishus Lushus. The Ikir Gzeira was Mishus Lushus, the way Rash says, even according to the Rambam. However, there's a problem, Bav Nenezer says. The problem is that Chotzer Meshutefes, it's clear in the Mishnayos that one cannot carry from a Bayis to a Chotzer Meshutefes, to a Chotzer belongs to everybody, that's the Ikir case that discussed carrying from the Bayis to the Chotzer, carrying from the Chotzer to the Bayis. What should be the problem? He says, why is it Rishus Lushus? Let's say Reuven has a private house and he wants to carry out to a Chotzer that's jointly owned by Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Is that Rishus Lushus? Reuven is also a Bailiff in the Chotzer. The Chotzer should be considered him carrying out to his Chotzer. Why, just because there's Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda there, is that to be considered carrying Rishus Lushus? The Chotzer is carrying out to his Chotzer. You're right, he owns the Chotzer with others. So the Amnenezer says that the Tzurus of the Shmaitz is like this. The Ikir Gzeira is, even according to the Rambam, to carry Mishus Lushus. Not to carry Mishus HaYochid, Lushus HaRabim. To carry Mishus Lushus. But, since we have the problem, how do we explain the din of carrying from a bayis to a Chotz HaMeshutefes? So the Rambam is mechadish that not only is there a problem of carrying Michotz HaLuchotzer, but there's a problem of carrying mi bayis l'chotzer ha-meshutiv dum yodoyme to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. This is the Avnei Nesim. Based on this, let's go back to our original question. We asked, what's the difference between the Churva being Mishtamish Derech Avir, as opposed to the Ziz, where it would be also to carry, even, we say that the Ziz is Oyla Adler Rekia, and we say over there it would be also to carry from place to place, without the Eruv Chetzeris. The answer is the way we're saying, Ziz la Ziz, when we're talking about one person's fire escape, the other person's crawl out of space, one Ziz to another Ziz, one balcony to another balcony, is it like a Rishus Yochad to Rishus Yochad? Over there it's also because of the Chilik Diyurin. One is taking from one Rishus to another Rishus. That's the Iker, like we said, from Nanenezi, the Iker Takono. And over there we say that the Ziz includes all the airspace above it, because the Halach is always that a Rishus Yochad is Oilad Lurakia. Person does not have to put up fences that are 200 feet tall. Once a person has mechitzas around the place, which are 10 12 feet tall, Adler Akiyah is considered to be part of that Rishus HaYochid. So from Ziz to Ziz, when do we look at it as carrying from one property to another? It doesn't make a difference if it's above 10. That's all regarding Ziz to Ziz, which is a Chilik Rishus to Rishus. By the way, we explain the Rambam. When we're talking about carrying from a Bayis out to a Chotam Rishutif, we say over there is no Chilik Rishus. He's not carrying out somebody else's property. It's his property as well. He's taking from his bayis out to his chotzer. He's an equal partner in this chotzer. Why should that be considered carrying from place to place? The teretz is, like the Rambam told us, the way the Avnei Nesim described, the Rambam was mechadish, and in that case, the issur is not rishus l'rishus, out to the chilek rishus. The issur is because one is carrying from a place which is similar to rishus ayochet, out to a place which is more similar to Rishus HaRabim, that's the Isser. The same way on Shabbos, one can't carry from place to place in Rishus HaRabim, but there's another Isser on Shabbos called carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So too by Eruv HaChatzeris of Shlomo HaMelech, one cannot carry from Rishus to Rishus, and Rishus HaYochid Oila Adaraki, even the ear space above the Rishus HaYochid. But when we're talking about the Isser, which is pattern based, similar to carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, there we have to shteltzu, we have to be part of the gedorim of carrying Rishus HaRabim. And Rishus HaRabim above 10 Tvachim, as we have had many times in Shabbos and Erevin, above 10 Tvachim is not part of the Rishus HaRabim. So to carry in the ear space of Rishus HaYochid out into Rishus HaRabim, Derech Avir, which is above the ear space of being doimel Rishus HaRabim, that case would be mutter. So again, there's two concepts. There's a concept in the Eruv HaChatzeris that's also to carry from place to place. Anything that's miyuchid for Ruvein, it's also to carry from there any chayfetz to the place which is miyuchid l'shemit. And then there's another problem called when you take something from a place that's more private to a place that's more public. It's similar to carrying a chayfetz from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. And those two types of isurim, Lule, Takanas, Eruv HaChatzeris, would define for us what would be mutter and what would be also in terms of avir, in terms of ear space above 10 tefachim. If we're looking at it in terms of chilek rishus lushus, that rishus is chilek mokrim ad rakia, even above 10 tefachim, so then it would be also. If the point is that one is taking from rishus ayopit to rishus aram, one has to be within the ear space of rishus aram. Well, if one has to be within the ear space of Rishus HaRabim, above 10 tefachim is not part of that Rishus HaRabim, so in that case it would be mutter, and that's the issue of the two sukkahs.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.